All right, back with you for the last of the fourth inning. Grizzlies down 1-0 to Las Vegas, to whom they have endured a six-game losing streak over this season series, which Las Vegas leads 8-4. Jackson Williams, Juan Ciriaco, Ryan Lawless, the last third of Bob Mariano's lineup sheet to face Scott Richmond in this fourth inning. 1-0, 51s. Fastball, and Williams goes first pitch swinging and hits a lazy fly into shallow left center. Drifting in is McCoy, lining it up to make the catch, and Jackson Williams, who flipped his bat away in frustration after making contact, is a first pitch out.
Number 18.
Grizzlies have left six base runners in this game, two in each of their first three at-bats, and Williams now has flat out to McCoy twice. He gives way to Juan Ciriaco, the left fielder, who walked and stole second despite everyone in the ballpark knowing he was going to try to steal second, but he was stranded in scoring position in inning number two, and he takes a breaking ball for a strike. Kicking the pitch. And that's a strike over the outside corner. Richmond commanding the slider well here, and ahead 0-2. And here it comes. Fastball. Strike three called at the knees, outside corner. And for Scott Richmond, that is strikeout number two on his account tonight, and he's deftly set down the first two Grizzlies hitters of the fourth. Anyway, Nate Sherholtz played on that gold medal squad for Team USA in Beijing, as he had not yet played in the big leagues at that point, and thus was eligible to do so. Not so for Scott Richmond and Team Canada. And Richmond has set a frenetic pace here, and he wanted to pitch to Ryan Lawless, who had just gotten into the batter's box. In fact, Lawless's music was still playing, so the umpire shut that down, and now all parties are ready, and Lawless looks over strike one. Lawless with a Baltimore chop base hit down the third base line in the second inning, and he swings and bounces one here into the hole right side. A dive by Nonita, a dive by Diaz. Neither man can get it, and it's a seeing eye single for Lawless to turn the lineup over for Brock Bond. Two hits for Lawless tonight, and a real carpet scraper there, but just out of the reach of both the first and the second baseman. But yeah, you heard a couple of commercial breaks ago, and of course you are well aware that the London Olympics are just around the corner. There's a fastball running low and in to Bond, who is 0-for-2 in the game. Grizzlies down 1-0, bottom four. Opener of this brief four-game homestand, only one series comprising it, and then the Grizzlies back on the road to Colorado Springs come Saturday. Bond swings, bouncing ball, base hit right field. Turning first to third is Lawless, and here's the throw from Sierra, who's got a fine arm, but it is offline. And it has been at the corners and two away for Nick Noonan as Bond has his first base hit of the night. It is the fifth Grizzlies hit. And in a lot of situations, that first to third off contact with two outs is a done deal, but Sierra has a cannon. And his throw, had it been online, might have had a chance to get Lawless, but it was up the left field side about 10 feet, and Sobolewski had to come off the bag to make sure it didn't get away. So now it's Nick Noonan standing in from the left side, and the Grizzlies once again threatening. They've had two on with two out in three consecutive innings, and now four consecutive innings in this game, but trail 1-0. And Richmond throws a curveball for a strike. In fact, the Olympics get underway tomorrow with soccer action, Team USA in action, but you know what? No baseball at these Olympic Games, and that's a shame. And this pitch is in the dirt. Good block there by Joel Galarraga, evening the count against Nick Noonan, who has struck out and flied to center. Bond at first, Lawless at third. Again, this has been created with two outs. All of the rallies have been created with two outs. So for the fourth straight inning, Richmond retired the first and second batters he faced, and then the Grizzlies put two men aboard against him. Fascinating, that kind of pattern. Well, I think it's fascinating. Here's the 1-1, and it just misses off the outside corner. Close pitch, and Richmond has been establishing the outside corner, but he did not get that call. It is 2-1. It was understood going into those Beijing games that baseball would be done away with. It was not a high draw. And with the World Baseball Classic becoming imminent and preeminent, there's a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Another block by Galarraga. Count now 2-2 to Nick Noonan, who is trying to get the Grizzlies on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. There have been discussions about baseball returning to the Olympics. The next summer games are in Rio de Janeiro, 2016. But I don't think we'll have a decision by then. And with the World Baseball Classic coming up again next year, I think it's going to be a while before you see Olympics and baseball in the same sentence. 2-2 pitch, and Noonan sprays a foul over the backstop. He stays alive. But Nate Sherholz has got himself a medal, and definitely along with his World Series ring, probably right there in terms of the hardware he has acquired in his sports career. 2-2 pitch inside again. 3 balls and 2 strikes, so we'll have action here with Bond running from first. Lawless at third. United States taking bronze in those games, by the way. South Korea the gold, Cuba the silver. 3-2 pitch to Noonan. Swinging a bouncing ball back over the middle. Base hit center field. A run scores. Around to third is Bond. And the Grizzlies have tied the game on a clutch. 3-2, two outs. Base hit for Nick Noonan, RBI number 49. And he nearly made contact with the pitcher, Scott Richmond, in the process. A bouncing ball right back up over the mound, and Richmond not in ideal fielding position to snatch it out of the air. Very good two-strike hitting there from Nick Noonan, and we have a 1-1 ball game in the fourth inning. And again, this rally came with two outs, the fourth straight two-out rally of the night. And this time it pays off for Fresno, and they're not done yet. Here's Connor Gillespie. And he takes outside and low. 1-0. So the postcard that I was sent by my friend from China had Nate Sherholz sliding into home plate against the South Koreans in pool play. Both of those countries came away with a medal. A 1-0 pitch. And it's inside. 2-0. And Richmond is not the happiest person in this ballpark right now, as you might expect. Had that ground ball been hit almost anywhere else on the infield, the inning would likely have ended, but Nick Noonan hit it in the right spot. He is at first. Bond is at third. Now a 1-1 tie. Gillespie with a walk and a comebacker. His comebacker was batted down by Richmond for an out in the third inning, and now a toss to first base, and Nick Noonan dives back to the bag. If you'll allow me to, you don't have a choice. If you'll allow me to continue my dialogue on baseball and the Olympics a little bit longer, remember that it was really born out of those 1984 Los Angeles games, which were wildly successful, and a swing and a bouncing ball foul behind home plate. It was a demonstration sport then. U.S. won it all. And so the Olympic committee thought, okay, well, we'll continue this, but it dwindled in popularity after those 84 games. The games were played at Dodger Stadium. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, right? And that was quite a fascinating squad that took the field for the USA in the 84 Summer Olympics. And a swing and a foul straight back on 2-1. Noonan was running, and now the count 2-2 with two outs. Men at the corners in Fresno having drawn level in this fourth inning, now attempting to go ahead. One gentleman who was on that Olympic squad for Team USA in 84 went into the Hall of Fame yesterday, Mr. Barry Larkin, who did not even play shortstop in that competition. He was a left fielder and a second baseman. Also, a young man named Will Clark, who played the outfield and DH'd. And a breaking ball is inside. And the count is run full again here on Gillespie. So four consecutive high-stress innings for Scott Richmond, and this time the Grizzlies have made it hurt. And they're thirsting for more here. much as Lawless did on the Noonan RBI base hit. Noonan will be on the go. It was Bond that was off and running on that 3-2 base hit. And here's the pitch to Gillespie. Swing and a roller up third. Going to be trouble. It trickles foul. It had enough topspin off the end of the bat that it ran foul about two-thirds of the way up the line. But it means another opportunity for Gillespie to put the Grizzlies back into the lead here for the first time tonight. Also on that club, and now maybe your memories are being rousted from a dark, dusty corner of your brain, Mark McGwire, Bobby Witt, Mike Dunn, and a man with one of the great baseball names of the 1980s, Oda B. McDowell. In the pitch, this 3-2 lifted behind third, foul ground. It will be out of play behind the Las Vegas dugout.
There's another foul ball from Gibbs. And foul ball from the center, that's Tennessee Moon. And the 2-2 for free ice cream from Gibbs.
Gillespie fighting hard here all the way through my trip down memory lane to the 1984 Olympics, which were headed up by the future commissioner of baseball, Peter Ueberroth. One of the better commissioners we ever had, in my opinion, and didn't hurt that his tenure was before the steroid era. Another 3-2, runner moves. It is low, and the bases are loaded for Brett Pill in this 1-1 game in the fourth inning. Connor Gillespie with a high quality at bat right there. He would not go down. And he draws his second walk of the game against Richmond, and this is going to get Bob Stanley out of the dugout, the Las Vegas pitching coach, to make a house call.
Under the concession stand, grab a Wiener Schnitzel dog and enjoy Grizzlies baseball tonight. Wiener Schnitzel, exclusive hot dog of the Fresno Grizzlies.
Well, this is the grind of baseball at this level. You come off the All-Star break, you're fresh in most cases. Guys have taken a few days off. They might have gone home. They might have stuck around their team's location. But in any case, they've gotten away from the grind for a few days. Gone camping, fishing, hunting, whatever it may be, or just sitting around the house. Probably some golf in there. And then you go out and you go on an 11-game road trip. And that's exactly what the Grizzlies are returning from here tonight, a road trip which saw them win just three out of those 11. They've got the bases loaded here with two outs. Here's the pitch to Brett Pill. And he swings through a changeup. It is strike one. There was a rainout during that 11-game stretch. 12 were scheduled, of course. But nonetheless, away from home for 2 weeks, basically, and a swing and a miss, and Pill missing badly on that one, and he wipes his brow in befuddlement. As you recall, a five-gamer with the River Cats wound up the first half portion of the Grizzlies' schedule, and then the All-Star break. This is their first taste of home since then. 0-2 with the bases loaded. Grizzlies 1, 51s with one here in the fourth inning. And the pitch to Pill. And strike three call, and he knew it. Right over the heart of the plate, and Pill was just never comfortable in that at bat. So Scott Richmond with a very important strikeout in terms of his night, although his pitch count has gone very high as well. The Grizzlies get that run back with three hits and a walk, but they leave the bases loaded and have left nine men here tonight. Going to the fifth inning, Las Vegas and Fresno knotted at one on 105.5 The Truth, Fresno's FM Talk.
Stavolis Produce Company is graciously donating.